Sometimes priests and religious are the best instructors, sometimes not. I received a letter from a woman at whose parish a nun was teaching an introductory course in Catholic beliefs and in Scripture. When some students said they wanted her to be more specific about which doctrines were true and which weren't, she insisted that truth is relative and that searching for truth is a waste of time. She capped her argument by saying, "As Jesus asked, what is the truth?" The students' jaws dropped. They were not impressed that their instructor, supposedly familiar with Scripture, put into Jesus' mouth the words of Pontius Pilate. Jesus had earlier given a ready answer to Pilate's question. "I am the way and the truth and the life." Misconception 12. The Gospels contain lots of inconsistencies. What do you mean by inconsistencies? Outright contradictions? There aren't any. Passages that seem to be saying different things? There are some. But they can be harmonized, that is, they can be read together to make a sensible account. Consider the incident in which Jesus heals two blind men outside Jericho. In Matthew 20:29-34, the men are unnamed and are healed as Jesus leaves the city. In Mark chapter 10:46-52, only one blind man, Bartimaeus, is mentioned, and he is healed as Jesus leaves the city. In Luke chapter 18, verses 35-43, only one blind man is mentioned, but he is not named, and he seems to be healed as Jesus enters the city, not as he leaves it. Certainly all these passages refer to the same incident. So how can the two transparent inconsistencies, one man versus two, entering the city versus leaving it, be reconciled? Here is one way. Bartimaeus called out to Jesus as he and the crowd entered Jericho. But in the commotion, Bartimaeus was not heard. By the time Jesus left the city, Bartimaeus had been joined by another blind man. Only Bartimaeus's name is recorded, perhaps because of his persistence, perhaps because he later became well known in the Christian community. Bartimaeus calls out again, and this time is heard because the crowd is now...